The common man versus suck. People are taking Meta to small claims court to get Facebook accounts back. By Lucas Nolan on June 21, 2024. Facebook and Instagram users are increasingly turning to small claims courts to regain access to their accounts, highlighting the ongoing customer service issues plaguing Meta's platforms. Many people are reportedly achieving success with getting their accounts back and in some cases even winning damages from the surveillance capitalism monster. Engadget reports that Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is facing a surge in small claims lawsuits from users desperate to regain access to their accounts. This trend underscores the company's ongoing struggle with customer service and account recovery processes, pushing frustrated users to seek legal recourse as a last resort. Ray Polina's story is one example of this growing issue. After exhausting all conventional methods to recover his hacked Facebook account, Polina took the extraordinary step of flying from New Jersey to California to file a small claims lawsuit against Meta. His efforts, costing approximately $700 in travel expenses, ultimately proved successful in restoring access to his account. Polina is not alone in his struggle. Engadget's investigation revealed multiple individuals who have sued Meta in small claims court over the past 2 years across 4 different states. The outcomes varied, with 3 plaintiffs successfully regaining access to at least 1 lost account, while others secured financial damages or settlements. Even in dismissed cases, plaintiffs managed to attract the attention of Meta's legal team. The root of the problem lies in Meta's inadequate human customer service resources. The company's reliance on automated tools and confusing help pages often leads users to dead ends when attempting to recover hacked accounts. While Meta recently launched a paid program, Meta Verified, offering human customer support, its effectiveness in account recovery remains questionable. Small claims courts have become an attractive option for users due to their accessibility and lower costs compared to traditional legal proceedings. Filing fees are typically under $100, and many courthouses provide resources to help individuals complete the necessary paperwork. The simplified nature of small claims hearings, often lasting only 5 to 10 minutes, makes them a viable option for those without extensive legal knowledge or financial resources. The impact of lost accounts extends beyond personal inconvenience. For many users, Facebook and Instagram have become crucial marketplaces and business platforms. Valerie Garza, a massage business owner, successfully sued Meta in San Diego small claims court after losing access to both personal and business accounts. She documented thousands of dollars in losses and eventually won $7,268.65 in damages after multiple hearings. However, navigating the small claims process is not without challenges. Meta's terms of service stipulate that legal cases must be brought in San Mateo County, California, creating confusion for users in other jurisdictions. Additionally, each state has different rules regarding maximum compensation, types of relief allowed, and lawyer representation in small claims courts. Meta's response to these lawsuits has been mixed. In some cases, the company attempts to resolve issues before court dates, while in others, it deploys legal resources to challenge claims. This inconsistent approach has left many users feeling frustrated and overwhelmed by the legal process. The increasing number of small claims lawsuits against Meta highlights a broader issue of inadequate customer support in the tech industry. As social media platforms become increasingly integral to personal and professional lives, the need for effective account recovery and support systems becomes more critical. Read more at Engadget here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.